Hey everyone, just here in my studio, away from home, and by that I mean I'm stuck in traffic on one of the busiest highways in California. But I just wanted to kind of like just throw out some thoughts out here while I'm on and just sitting here in traffic. And I've been thinking a lot about, you know, why I'm doing what I'm doing. Why do I want to be a streamer, and a video game streamer to be specific? Like, what is driving me to think about this all the time, to plan, to spend hours on end learning how to just be the best streamer that I can be? And to be honest, I'm still exploring that idea, but there's just something about playing a video game and being able to share that experience with another person. And it's so different and deeper, for me at least, than playing with a buddy of mine. You know, playing with a buddy of mine in the game, I love that. For some reason, I could sometimes struggle playing games on my own. And I think that's why I tend to gravitate towards MMO or more multiplayer online games, because I just love the camaraderie of working together to accomplish a goal. But there's something about putting out what I'm doing in the game, playing, and being able to talk to somebody that I don't even know at the same time. It's just, it fascinates me how connected we are nowadays through the internet, through the things that we love. And just for me, I love video games and I love sharing that experience with people, and I love talking to people about that, about their lives, about what's going on in the world right now in the gaming industry. And just to be honest, like, the whole culture of live streaming just fascinates me, because you would think, like, okay, why is this entertaining? I think that goes back to my question. Like, why is it entertaining watching somebody else playing a video game? And I think that's the wrong question. I think it's more, why is it entertaining? Like, I think that's the wrong way of looking at it. We're not watching people so much playing a video game. We're watching people experience something. You know what I'm saying? We're watching people laugh, get mad, get angry, get happy, accomplish some goal. And the video game just happens to be that medium. It's the same reason why we watch people play sports. And for me, I love sports. I've grown up around sports. I love being athletic myself. And why do we sit down on our fat butts on the couch eating bonbons, watching people go out and do the same thing that we can do? Maybe not the same skill level, but I definitely can go outside and play soccer on my own, but I'm willing to sit there for 2 hours and watch a soccer match. We like doing it because we like watching people do it at a high skill level. We like watching because we're entertained by the competition or the being able to work it together as a team, or by the stories behind these different players. I mean, there's so many athletes out there with amazing stories of how they came up, how they grew up, how they overcame adversity in their life, and just looking at where they are today. Like, it's all these different factors that lead into this piece of content that happens to be entertaining. And it's the same thing with video games. Like, I can literally, like, when I was playing, when I first discovered Twitch, one of the first streaming video game websites that really blew up and is basically the industry standard at the moment, but has strong competition from other people like Facebook Gaming, Mixer, and some other, you know, up-and-comers. Those are the two big competitors to Twitch right now, Mixer and Facebook Gaming. But when I first discovered Twitch, I was blown away by the fact that this guy is talking to people and answering their questions about a video game that I play too. That game was Destiny at the time. It was like a month old. It was October of 2015, I want to say. 2014? It's whenever Destiny was released. It was a month after its launch. And I already had quit the game, because I got to the max level, I believe at that time was 20. It was super grindy. and I wasn't really enjoying myself playing it on my own. But when I saw this guy play it on, like, playing it and talking to a chat room at the same time, I was like, wait, what is this? What the heck is going on here? I was blown away, and I literally just sat there for hours watching him. King Gathalion, by the way, is the first person I've ever watched on Twitch. One of the biggest Destiny or variety streamers now. He used to be a sole Destiny streamer, but he definitely was able to rebrand his channel into variety streaming. That's another topic. Wow, that truck right there is from Quebec. Sorry, that's random. I'm so sorry. I am in traffic right now, so things, and I do get distracted at times, but I digress. He was the biggest streamer streaming that game, Destiny, at the time, and I was just blown away by the fact that he was willing to communicate with other, like, answer people's questions, he was just making funny jokes, and he really drew me in. And I began playing Destiny again, because I started watching streamers like King Gathalion, or Short Goth, and Professor Broman was the second streamer I've ever watched on Twitch. And they would do runs with people, they would do raids and dungeon, or strikes and stuff with these guys, which basically, like, little dungeons, you know, work together as a team to, you know, kill a boss at the end. And it was just, it was amazing. It was like this whole new world of, like, video games opened up for me. And, for me, you know, I would dabble here and there in streaming. I never took it seriously. I was still in school. I made a lot of making a lot of excuses right now. But this past year, I've been really wanting to dive deep and discover and explore this passion that I've been having of mine. And this passion is me going out in front of a camera, me putting out my gameplay, me talking to a chat room and discovering what it means to be a, like, a video game entertainer on, like, on these platforms. And this past few months have been pretty good. I've been a lot more consistent with my schedule. I've been able to put out you know, more videos. I've been more communicative on social media, whether it's Instagram or Twitter, or starting a Facebook. You know, even just starting this podcast, getting that inspiration from some of these, from specifically Professor Broman, the second guy I've ever watched on the internet play a video game, you know, for a living. You know, he's the one who helped me inspired to make this podcast at all, and helped me indirectly, he actually helped me directly. I was on his podcast. I was able to get two questions of that I had answered from him, which was an amazing experience. But I owe it a lot to, like, these guys who... oh, hey, look, I'm behind the Quebec truck. What the heck? He was in the other lane. Anyway, like I said, I get distracted. But I'm so excited for the future of streaming. I'm so excited to finally see Twitch, the behemoth, the Goliath of video game streaming, have some legit competition. Like, I'm super excited about that. Right now, Mixer, which is owned by Microsoft, which has a lot of, I don't want to say correlation, but, like, since Microsoft owns Xbox, Mixer has a lot of integration with Xbox, but you can stream on that website if you have a PC, a phone, a PS4, or an Xbox. It doesn't matter. You can stream onto their platform. And Facebook Gaming, which is very intriguing. These two competitors are really starting to take some swipes, starting to take some, take some market share, in my opinion, and compete against Twitch. What Mixer's doing well that Twitch is not doing well is, one, having a great support structure for their growing platform. Two, they're adding features that are, one, great for the consumer, great for the viewer in this case, and also great tools for the streamer, because they understand the streamer can, the people watching the streams is what's really propelling their platform forward. That's how they're going to make more money. is by providing the viewer the best quality experience that they can, and for the streamer to be able to make the best content that they can. That's the way they're going to grow. The viewer has to have the best experience they can, and the streamer has to be able to use the platform to, like, at a high level, not have to, like, deal with server issues or deal with clunky, you know, UIs or clunky, like, mechanics within their platform. Like, if you make it easier for someone to stream on your platform and make it better quality for your people watching it, you have a formula for success. And another thing Mixer has been doing very well is they have the faster than light protocol. And what that is you as a Mixer streamer, if your internet can handle it, you can stream on their platform with less than 1 second delay. Other competitors right now are in the 6 to 10 second delay range, and there's nothing you can do about it. So on Twitch, if I'm streaming and I react to something in chat, my voice or my video will not be heard or seen by my chat until 6 to 10 seconds later. But on Mixer, if I'm reacting to something, within less than a second, the viewer is seeing that. I can almost have a normal conversation like I would in real life, person to person, as I can on Mixer's platform. That is one of the big reasons why I transitioned from Twitch and headed over to Mixer. Because the platform right now and the state it is in, wow, that was so hard to say for some reason, it's in my opinion, in a better place for the consumer, and it's on its way to being a better place for the streamer as well. Because the consumer end, you are literally almost talking to this person in real time. A 1 second delay on video and audio is insane. That's exponentially different. It's different, but exponentially better for both the streamer and user compared to their Facebook and where Facebook and Twitch are at right now. That's something Mixer has going for them. And another thing Mixer has going for them right now is, at least from a streamer and my perspective, I can go over there and potentially have a higher chance of being seen because there's less people on the platform. There's less people streaming on that platform right now, and Mixer's slowly but surely increasing their user base. Their user acquisition has been increasingly steadily at a decent rate. And to be honest, Mixer right now, I believe, is at a place where they did not expect to have this current user base. Right now, their user base is about 2 to 3% of that of Twitch, which is not a lot. But that's still thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands and maybe close to a million users. And yeah, nowadays that doesn't seem like a lot. But when you factor in there's not a lot of people streaming, that means I have a better chance of being discovered by a new person who's scrolling through a directory. I have a better chance of being seen by people because there's less fish in the ocean. And the ocean keeps getting bigger and bigger. But you stream on Twitch right now and you're trying to grow, you're trying to make this a full-time living one day. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to be exponentially harder because, yeah, they have millions of users, but there's also millions. There's literally, I believe the last time I looked at the statistic, over 2 million people have streamed on that platform in the last month or something like that. That's ridiculous. 2 million people. There's only so many people are going to go out and find someone who's at the bottom of the directory. You know what I'm saying? Another thing Mixer's been doing well, and especially with like the certain battle royale genre of video games, is they call it the hype zone. And specifically for Fortnite and PUBG, two battle royale games that are dominating right now, if they have an algorithm set up where If you are streaming on Mixer's platform and you are in the top 10, so 10 people left out of 100 on Fortnite or PUBG, you may be able to get a spotlight where hundreds of people, where I did this the first time the other day, it was like 400 people in this hype zone chat room. Your stream instantly gets converted, gets broadcast on this hype zone, and hundreds of people are literally watching you, as you are in the last 10 men or women, last 10 people left in a battle royale to see who's going to win the chicken dinner or win the battle royale. Like, it's such a cool feature because it's giving people the opportunity to get exposed to more viewers, more user base, based on their gameplay, based on, you know, where they're at in that particular battle royale game. It's such a great idea, and it's like, for me, it's like, wow, Mixer keeps coming out with these great ideas. They keep coming out with great user focused features and streamer focused features. Well, it made the decision to go over to Mixer so much easier. Now, when we look at Facebook Gaming for a second here, Facebook has over 2.2 billion, billion with a big old B, billion users. Of course, not every single user is going to want to watch video games, but I can guarantee, almost guarantee, like, come on, every single person who has an internet has a Facebook, who has access to the internet. They basically do. Like, that's I don't think that's a far-fetched, you know, statement. Not, I mean, it's a little out there, but 2.2 billion people out of 7 billion people on the planet, that's insane, have a Facebook. That's mind-boggling. So once Facebook really starts leveraging that user base, starts really leveraging their Facebook gaming streamers into advertising them out more to these users, putting their names out, putting their streams out, and making their user interface a lot more functional at the moment, a lot more streamlined for the viewer and the user, because right now, as a streamer, it's horrendous. It's so hard to use. It's very clunky. And if you're not in the Facebook gaming like pilot test program, your stream's gonna look butt ugly. The delay's not great. And yeah, these are all bad things, but within the next year or two, when Facebook starts really making plays, really starts investing in their platform, they're gonna be killing it. They just are, because they're gonna have so many eyes on that platform. And here's the thing, if you are any kind of content creator, you have to be agnostic. Here's a tip. You need to be agnostic about where you are putting out your content. And what I mean by that is, if you're on Twitch, like, you could be putting your content out on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. It can't just be solely on Twitch. And if, you can't be this Twitch fanboy, Twitch Mixer fanboy, Facebook fanboy, because you never know if that platform or website is going to go under. You just don't know. If you put all your eggs in one basket, what happens when that basket falls and breaks and all your eggs are done? Like, put your eggs in different baskets. Cross-pollinate your content to all these different platforms. Start building a user base on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snapchat, on Facebook, on whatever streaming platform you want to put it on, if you're a streamer. Like, you got to put it everywhere, and you got to tailor that content to each platform, because I'm not going to be able to put a 3-minute video on Snapchat. It's just not going to happen. You can't do that on Instagram either. I could do it on my Facebook, my Twitch VOD, or my Mixer VODs, or maybe not. Actually, I can't put it on my VODs or my YouTube channel. I could do it there. So you got to tailor your content to each platform, because each one is different, and the nuances of each platform are really going to dictate how people are going to consume it. Oh my, this motorcycle almost ran into the back of a truck. Sorry. Like I said, I'm in traffic on the freeway. But man, Facebook, once they start leveraging their user base and making their user their interface and their platform for video game streaming like better, it's gonna be a killer. And Twitch really needs to watch out, because the past couple months have been a little bit rough. They've been firing people, it seemed like, out of left field. They have been doing some, I wouldn't say shady things, but applying features without giving their content creators, their streamers, any kind of opt-in or opt-out feature. Like, and it seems to me that content creators on that platform keep requesting certain features, and Twitch is like, oh, okay, well, we're actually going to give you this feature that you didn't ask for, didn't want, and doesn't work properly. Like, what the heck? From my perspective, they're getting a little complacent with where they're at. They're not, they don't have competition, and they're slowly going to start realizing that they are, because what competition does is starts breeding quality, starts breeding excellence. And that's why I'm really excited for Facebook Gaming and Mixer. And I'm excited to start my career, my streaming career, officially, in my mind, started January 2018 on Mixer. Because I'm really excited about where the platform's going. I'm really excited about the current features that it has. And I think it's ahead of a game on its two main competitors right now in a lot of different areas. And it's exciting. It's very cool to be part of, like, the ground floor. I wouldn't say ground floor, you know. I think the Mixer's still growing. To be in on that, like, you know, that beginning era of, you know, Mixer streaming. And, you know, this whole talk started because I've been kind of in a slump, in a rut. A lot of things have been just popping up in my life, personally. Whether it's just family loss, you know, working on different things, and, you know, just in my marriage with my wife. You know, I realized that I need to put in more, after many talks with my wife, you know, I need to put in more effort in that area and show that I care through my actions. Not that I don't care, not that I don't love her, because I absolutely do, but I realized I was making a mistake, and I had to own up to that and take responsibility for that, which applies to any part of your life, being able to say, you know what, I'm wrong, I'm sorry, and I'm going to change, and actually putting in the work to do that. So one of the things I'm sharing my life here. One of the things she expressed is she wants to go out and, you know, just spend time together, whether it's going to a restaurant, going to get coffee, going do something. Just get out of the house. So she doesn't know it yet, but I'm about to pick her up from work in about 10, 15 minutes here. We're going to go home, change, and we're going to go out to dinner at a midweek or, you know, during a work week night, which is something we don't normally do. So husbands, if you're out there and you're listening to this, make sure your wife feels that you love her by spending quality time with her. Because I've been taking that for granted lately as I've been trying to pursue this streaming career of mine. Because a lot of my mind is just so focused on the future, so focused on, you know, how do I make my stream better? I've woken up at like 4 or 5 in the morning on a Saturday and spent literally 2 or 3 hours trying to make sure or figure out how to make my voice sound better through my mic. Literally just tinkering with it and talking and, you know, I like just trying to figure that out. And then, you know, to be successful in anything is going to require a lot of work. Putting in the hours, putting in the grind. And when it comes to video game streaming or any form of content creation, I don't care who you are, it's not done mostly in front of people. Like, if you're making a YouTube video, wow, I can't believe I had that crispy crackling going through the whole time. If you're making a YouTube video, you know, the person's only going to watch that 3-minute video, but it might have taken you 10 hours to make. You know, making sure you got the transitions correct and the slicing off content, or maybe you didn't like that idea, or you're trying to add different scenes together from different areas. If you're, you know, if you're even like a wedding photographer, the wedding's only like, and the reception, and taking all the pictures, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. But all the back end work you have to do, you have to categorize those thousands upon thousands of pictures you took. Then you got to Photoshop them. And then you got, after the taking Photoshop, you might have to make a wedding album because they purchase a wedding album from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, any form of content creation, whatever it may be, it's going to take a lot of back end work to make that content. And if you're not willing to put in the hard work in order to do it, then you shouldn't do it at all. Oh no, is one of my headlights out? Oh crap. I'm only realizing that because I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing it off the reflection of a car. You know what? It may not be out. I'm sorry. I'm getting on a little tangent there. But I was getting too focused on my stream. In my wife's reality, I was. In my reality, I wasn't spending enough time. I feel like I could spend way more time on it, but I'm starting to realize because I wasn't putting quality time effort into the time that I was spending with my wife, it started affecting our relationship, and it started affecting how she perceived me doing this project, doing this passion of mine. And I realized that the hard way. We had some like really hard talks about it. So I'm really excited for these next couple weeks, and I'll keep you guys as the podcast updated on, you know, how things are going and how things are changing. Because like I said in the first episode of this podcast, the whole point of me doing it is to, one, kind of document my streaming career, hopefully help people with this podcast by giving some tips or sharing my life experiences. So if you're a husband out there and doing the same thing I'm trying to do, you don't make the same mistake I did by not, you know, making an effort in my marriage. You know what I'm saying? That's just an example. I want to be able to help people through that. But also, I want to be able to just share my life, share my reality, and at the end of the day, share my truth with you. So with that, I actually just arrived at my wife's work. She's about to come out in a few seconds here. But I just want to say thank you so much for listening. When you get a chance, please follow me on Instagram and Twitter. So you just on my socials, so you, and Facebook, so you can see me on a day-to-day basis, see what we're talking about, and maybe about video games and maybe about life and maybe about whatever. But you can find me on my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That's all at just search Dominator051. You'll find me. Or you can also find me live streaming video games a couple nights a week at mixer.com/Dominator051. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.